From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. People in Poland are attending church services to mark the death of their president in a plane crash yesterday in Russia. The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes reports that in the meantime, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says he'll be in charge of the investigation.
Mr. Putin said everything will be done to establish the reasons for the tragedy as quickly as possible. It's already clear that President Kaczynski's aircraft was flying too low as it approached the Smolensk airfield. A Russian general says air traffic controllers repeatedly told the Polish pilots to pull up, but they failed to do so. This morning, teams from the Russian Ministry for Emergencies have been moving carefully through the wreckage, labeling every single piece big and small. Investigators will want to find out whether some kind of mechanical failure may also have been to blame for the crash.
The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes reporting from Smolensk, Russia. Officials have revised the death toll. They now say 96 people died, not 97, in the crash. Relief workers in Haiti have begun moving thousands of earthquake survivors to higher ground. More than a million people were left homeless by the January 12th quake. Many of them have been living in crowded makeshift camps, which may be subjected to floods in the upcoming rainy season. At least seven shelters are considered to be at risk. The Haitian government says more than 300,000 people died in the quake, and hundreds of thousands of survivors now face floods or landslides. National elections are underway in Sudan. The long-awaited vote is expected to favor incumbent President Omar al-Bashir, who came to power in a military coup. But Bashir's anticipated victory may be undermined by a lack of strong competition. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports many in the political opposition are boycotting the process.
Omar al-Bashir voted Sunday at the St. Francis School in Khartoum near the Army headquarters compound where he lives. Elections rules forbid candidates from making statements on election day, so he did not speak to the press. A long queue of Army soldiers and police waited patiently to vote. But for many Sudanese who have also waited 24 years to participate in multi-party elections, the choices have dwindled. Most of Bashir's strongest competitors have dropped out of the race, citing vote rigging on the part of the ruling party. Bashir says his opponents are complaining because he's more popular than they are. International monitors are witnessing the vote, but a worrying sign appears to be that the indelible ink being used to mark people as having voted once is not so indelible. It appears to rub off fairly easily. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he thinks a new Supreme Court justice will be on the bench when the new term begins in October. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press. He also said that President Obama will announce his choice to succeed the retiring Justice John Paul Stevens in time for hearings to wrap up this summer. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Actress Dixie Carter died yesterday. Details have not been provided. Her husband, actor Hal Holbrook, told the television show Entertainment Tonight that her death has been a terrible blow to the family. She was 70. She was perhaps best known for portrayal of a sharp-tongued Southerner in the CBS sitcom Designing Women. European finance ministers will meet today on a plan to save Greece from financial disaster. Eleanor Beardsley reports the cost of financing Greek debt has continued to rise because of concerns the country won't be able to reduce its budget deficit.
Last month, Eurozone members said they would support Greece with below-market-rate loans if the country ran out of fundraising options. That moment may have come. Greece has suffered successive credit downgrades from credit agencies, which has sent its borrowing costs higher and higher. The yield on a Greek 10-year bond has now soared past 7%. Compare that with German government securities, Europe's benchmark, which pay just over 3%. The European aid will likely be a mix of International Monetary Fund support and bilateral loans. The Greek debt crisis poses a test for European leaders to prove they can hold the Eurozone region together. Greece has to come up with more than $15 billion by next month to cover its obligations. The country's total debt stands at nearly $400 billion. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas came tumbling down this morning. The Irving Community Television Network provided that sound. The old home of the Dallas Cowboys was imploded by more than a ton of dynamite. The 11-year-old winner of an essay contest pushed the button. It took less than a minute to reduce the concrete and steel to rubble. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.